Blog Talk Radio.
Has anyone ever told you you dream too big, that you have too many ideas, that you need to be realistic? What if there was a career and lifestyle that you could completely design yourself, that enabled you to do what makes your heart truly sing and helps millions of people benefit from what you have to offer? One that provided you with all the money you need to thrive, not just survive. That is the life of an enlightened entrepreneur. Welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show, dedicated to the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened entrepreneurs worldwide, with your host, Mariana Cooper, founder of Aha Moments, Inc. and ahamomentsinc.com. Her motto, oh yes, you can have what you want, and you deserve it too. Join us for the next hour and learn to trust your aha moments to lead the way to a passionate and purposeful life. And now here's your host, Mari.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened living worldwide. I'm Mari, and happy Tuesday. I can't believe another week went by that fast. I am really excited because we have so much going on. We're doing a lot of planning, a lot of strategic planning, and doing a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, and things are coming together really nicely, putting together, if you believe this, I'm already working on our spring series. We have a new series that's going to be starting in May. I think it's going to be a little bit more of the advanced stuff, but May 1st, we're starting a new series. We're finishing up our old series this week on our Aha Possibility series. We're finishing up. Tomorrow we actually have one encore show with Tom Palladino, who does scalar remote energy healing, and then we have Dane coming next week. And he's going to be the last encore for our series that actually started in January. So we'll be finishing that up and then going into some other new programs that I'm really excited about. We'll be starting those. We have one starting mid-April, and then we have something in May, and I'm already planning into the fall. So I've been jumping into the spring energy. And as I was thinking about the show for this week, and I was talking to the angels and asking, you know, how can I contribute and what is it you guys want to cover and bring up? They said spring clearing, because there's a tremendous amount of shift on right now energetically. We're coming into what they call eclipse season, which starts April 15th, and there's a lot going on in the atmosphere. We've had a lot of retrogrades. We've had Mars retrograde, Saturn, and Mercury, of course, ended several weeks ago, but we still had that, and just a lot going on in the atmosphere. And I think what's also happening for people is the energy continues to ramp up. So, you know, kind of like the you know how like the phones have 4G service, or some of us have 3G service, but you know how there's the cell signal, and then there's the actual phone, right? So if our bodies and ourselves, we personally are the actual phone, then we have to have a certain type of signal so that we can actually work to our fullest capacity. Well, the grid is ready. You know, the grid is like 200G, right? And our bodies are ready, but nobody's really taught us how to navigate that energy. And so what has happened is we have a little bit of a disconnect, not so much that our bodies and our energy can't handle the frequencies that we have access to, know how to manage those frequencies so that we can, you know, move forward with more ease. And that's what it's about. This new energy is not about, you know, making things harder for us or making things more obstacles or creating more confusion. What this new energy is about is energetic efficiency, right? So we have our mental capacities and our physical capacities and our energetic capacities and our emotional capacities. And all of those work together. And our intuitive, you know, our psychic capacities as well. And all of those work together so that we can, you know, live, right? Not just survive, but to live here. And one of the things that this new energy does is it creates a much faster ability, and it creates a much more access for us to get to deeper levels of consciousness, to deeper to a lot more information and a lot quicker and a lot faster, right? So it, what it's really creating is a sense of an opportunity for much more efficiency. But most of us are very habitual, and we get very caught up in our past lives and what happened in the past, and the past creates the future and all that. And honestly, that's really not true. What is happening is that we create, as you know, we talk about it, you know, in this now moment, in this moment right now, you constantly keep recreating, right? A lot of times we just keep recreating out of habit, and then we kind of get stuck. And that's what brought me into tonight's topic, which is all about spring clearing, especially inertia. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about inertia and kind of that whole stuck feeling that happens a lot of times when we're going from a transition from winter to spring. I want to talk to you a little bit about that because a lot of the questions that you're going to have tonight, and there's a huge number of you on the lines already for readings, because I said the word readings, and here is everybody. A lot of the questions that you guys are going to have is, I feel stuck. I don't know what to do with my job, with that relationship, you know, those types of questions. That stuck question I want to address before we even get to the call, because I think that everyone, there's sort of natural times of the year when feeling stuck is more prevalent than others. And one of those times is when we're coming out of a winter like we've had. Now, I think most people, at least in the United States, have experienced a very different winter than normal. You know, it was snowing in Santa Fe, and snowing in Nevada, snowing in Houston, snowing in Florida. And, of course, good old New Jersey, it was like snowmageddon. And then, of course, we have you know, just all parts of the country really had a very long winter. Now we're getting to the spring, and here in Snowmageddon tonight, we are expecting another snowstorm, which is, you know, just lovely now that we're into spring. But that weather thing, okay, the winter, of course, is for us to dig deep, is to build our roots, is to build all the stuff underground. You know, so our foundation. So what that translates as humans is foundation. Our foundation really, we go deeper. There's a time for introspection. It's a time for nesting. It's a time for, you know, digging down into kind of the darker parts of things. And I'm not saying negative dark. I'm saying, you know, the things that aren't flamboyant, right? It's not necessarily the time to jump out and see all the big cherry blossoms that we're going to see, at least from this part of the country. I know down in Atlanta, down south, you guys are already seeing them. But as we're moving, you know, towards all that, the spring stuff. And so it's a really interesting time because we've gotten in a habit of nesting, of being kind of on more on the quiet side, of kind of being behind the scenes. And then the spring is pulling us forward. Well, as the spring shift, as we shift to the spring, the frequency shifts. And so if you don't shift with that frequency, it feels like you're stuck, you know, and you might feel very, very tired and a little bit like ditzy, foggy, little brain fog, you know, or you're thinking you can concentrate, but then you can't. Putting together a big to-do list and then getting through one thing or wanting to play hooky like I've been and just go and skip it all and go to the beach or go someplace else, you know. So this is a time of year, the transition. And it's a time where there's a part of us that's contracting, right? There's a part of us that's sort of, you know, that piece that's sort of leaving the winter and going into the spring. And then there's this expansion ahead. You know, you feel that pull, like, okay, now it's time for me to step up and to stretch, to go forward. And that dichotomy, that push me pull you, it's kind of like that contraction and that expansion kind of going back and forth. It's kind of a microcosm of the bigger macrocosm. So we always have these aspects of our world that are expanding. Like I'm building our Aha Moments International in a much bigger way now, right? And we're moving into some bigger projects and to some bigger partnerships and to much bigger audience, you know? And so that means that the old version of what I was doing is contracting. But before, you can't kind of present what hasn't been completely fulfilled yet to be presented, right? But you have to sort sort of start to move along the old way. And so there's a teetering, because part of my energy has to kind of be in what I've been doing and kind of the past stuff, and then part of my energy has to be like a big, broad expansion. And that in-between can cause fatigue. Why? Because you are splitting frequency. Okay? Energy is going kind of up and down. It's kind of like a tuning in. It's tuning in. And, you know, for instance, I'm planning a move. I'm going to be moving. And I can already feel that a good chunk of my energy, talking to one of my coaches about it the other night, is already there. It's like I've already moved. In a lot of aspects energetically. And that you have to, so that you can actually, you know, it's a gradual process. And I'm like, I think I'm already like 60% there, and then there's this piece of me that's still here in my space now. And so that creates this kind of, one part of me is operating on a much higher frequency and like, yeah. And then there's this other part of me that's very tired. Oh, you know, I'm kind of like this done energy. And so a lot of times what we do is misidentify that as a problem that we have to fix. When it's not really a problem, what it is a transition. It's a very natural process versus a problem. Okay? So I want you to really think about that. Are you in process of something versus is what you're identifying a true problem? That can be for relationships. A lot of times, you know, if you're in a relationship and you want to get out of it, you start leaving that relationship once you've made that decision, that even contemplating that you want to get out of it. You start that transition. By the time you actually say it to your another, I'm done, you're like a good chunk of your energy has moved on dramatically. And so, you know, a good chunk by the time most people say, yeah, I'm done. But like maybe 10% of you is left in that connection, right? And the other 90% has moved on, even if you haven't found another person or anything like that. So our frequencies are a lot of times ahead of our physicality. And that creates this, if you don't know what that is, it can create a misidentification of it being a problem, something wrong. I need a past life regression. I need all kinds of energy work. I need chocolate, you know, whatever your fix of choice is. And so I just want to make that you're aware of that, known and less known things for helping you with inertia, but I want you to really take stock in your life. Now, let's just add, this is a little bit more advanced, but let's just add another layer to that. So if you have that, you know, that shift, right, where you're moving into, we're doing it seasonally, right? So we have a seasonal shift of frequency. And then maybe you have a particular issue in one of your life categories being life purpose or, you know, career or relationship, you know, health or money, those types of things, right, livelihood. Let's say that you have one of those frequencies are shifting, not just in one category, like the season, but they're shifting in multiple categories simultaneously. So I'm going through a business expansion and a business contraction because I'm leaving certain parts of my business and going into a bigger version of it, or just transitioning out of certain projects that I just outgrew. I don't want to do it anymore. And moving into some other things. Then there's a move. So that's like personal life, right? And then there's health changes or, you know, there's several layers. And then you have the moon cycles and the spring and what's going on in the world at large, right? And so you have multiple layers of you that are in various aspects of expansion and contraction. And that's where people start to lump it all in and say, I'm stressed, and they numb out. And they just put a big blanket umbrella label over themselves. I'm stressed out. Or I'm stuck. And what it really is you're growing and contracting in various ways. And so when we say, you know, let it go, you know, when we say let something go, and people say, well, I don't want to let go until I know what's ahead, your frequency already is there. There's a big aspect of you, that intuitive aspect of you, that infinite aspect of you, that infinite version of you, is letting you know, letting the piece of you that's in your physical body, come forward. I'm already there. You'll meet me and more of me over here. And when we, and a lot of times when we're feeling that contraction happening, we turn back to the smaller part and hold on because we're afraid of that expansion, yet we're feeling that pull forward that something's better. Well, the minute that you say yes and that you're willing to go forward, and we'll talk about how to call in the angels and all that kind of stuff to help you with that, but the minute you decide, okay, you know what, I don't know what it is, but I'm going, the road will come up to meet you, okay? So, you know, one of my favorite sayings, you guys have heard me say it on the show, I'm sure many times before, is if you take one step towards spirit, spirit will take 1,000 steps back towards you. And I know, like, for myself, I'm going to be moving to California, and I was torn between two parts of California, and I was really going back and forth, and I was spinning, and I flew out there, and I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And, you know, and I'm looking at all the signs, and my heart was set on one version, one place, but the signs were pointing to another place, and everything that I had been envisioning and, you know, in my head for months and months and months was saying this one place has to be that I have to make the vision board come true. But once I got there, the signs were leading me to a totally different place that I'd never considered. And as I was spinning, you know, and so the frequencies were like, shoo, 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 shoo. And I finally said, you know what? I'm going to follow my intuition. I'm going to follow the signs. I'm going to follow the fact that everything seems to fall into place in one town and everything seems to fall apart in the other town, even though I've been focused on the other town. And so I said, okay, that's it. I'm going to this place where the signs are telling me to go. All of a sudden, boom, 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 everything starts to line up because I was willing to take that step forward towards spirit, saying, yeah, I'm hearing you. I'm seeing these signs. I'm hearing forward in that. And then just like breezes, just breezes. Chills. I'm getting chills now thinking of that, right? So then everything, even here in the more, quote, contracted space in New Jersey, because I'm, you know, processing, it's the process. Even here, everything's falling into place beautifully so that the letting go is simple. You know, it's also interesting that certain signs are just disappearing, you know. We've outgrown each other. You know, the frequencies have shifted. So there's no, if your frequencies shift, by the way, in the way that I'm talking about, you will notice that certain people will drop out of your life, and they will drop out so fast. And when we start taking some calls, you can tell me if that's happened to you. But they drop out so fast and with almost no emotion. Like, it's pretty like, okay, you know, I know I've known you for 20 years, but you're gone? Okay. And it's like no hard feeling. God, how could you do this, man? You know, all that. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's just like, okay, all right. Because that soon, you know, it's more of a frequency thing where you're just not in alignment with each other anymore. And you're being pulled forward to something that is, you know. So when we're talking about sun clearing, there's a few angels and there's some goddesses and guides that I'll bring up. And I try to do this kind of show once a year. We talk about the angels and what angels to call on. And I know a lot of you know this, but I'm going to bring it, talk to you a little bit about them anyway. So for those of you who are new to our community or you haven't heard me talk about this before, you're familiar. The first angel that I always like to work with is Archangel Uriel, and then Archangel Jeremiel. Jeremiel is for clearing emotions, and Archangel Uriel is for clearing, like, heavy emotions, like that you kind of, I call, suckle on, the, you know, unforgiveness, anger, those heavier grief, shame, all those kinds of emotions. Archangel Uriel is really good for clearing those out of your space, out of your energy. And Jeremiel is for healing those emotions when you're dealing with heartbreak, you know, the letting go process, anything like that. Also, if you'd like to, Jeremiel is saying, and the positive emotions too, I can help with those too. So, yeah, so if you want to experience more happiness, more joy, more ease, right, more hopefulness, more optimism, Archangel Jeremiel is your guide, your angel there. Archangel Michael who I call in for every single reading that I do, and I actually call in my channeling guides for this call. I do it always before any show, but for the shows, I'm going to focus a lot on readings like this one. I do what I would normally do during a private session, the prayer of protection for our whole community who would be on the line, and those listening to the podcast. And so Archangel Michael is for protection, and Jin Guide, if you know, and he's also phenomenal for working with technology. So if you have an issue with the computer, any kind of radio kinds of frequencies, your television, whatever, if you call on Archangel Michael, you get some support that way. Now, Archangel Michael also is the king of cord cutting, and that's one of our the things I had told you I was going to give you some of my tips for getting through inertia. Cord cutting is a major one. My friend Joan Velarde, she does cord cutting, you know, and so I'll always go to her and get a cord cutting done. But you can do a cord cutting for yourself. You can actually call in Archangel Michael. And what is a cord cutting? So we all are connected energetically, right? And we have, especially with people that we know and that we love, we have energetic cords connected to each other. So we have cords of love, and then we have cords of negative energy, or like pull energy. So if you feel like really drained, or you're feeling with someone who has kind of victim syndrome, or somebody who's constantly dumping huge amounts of problems on you and just doesn't let up, they want your advice, they want your advice. That happens to me a fair amount just because everybody knows what I do for a living, and I'm kind of like the professional advice giver. What you get is somebody just plugging in to your energy, like if you think like an outlet, a cord into an outlet, and they literally just start to pull, you know, they pull. And a lot of times, especially for persons in victim mentality, they will constantly tell you every single thing that's going on wrong with them in every single life category to the point where you can't breathe, right? And then especially if you start to give advice on that and they don't let up and they pull, so you're feeling like this energy drained. And then once you finish talking to them, you're like flat on your face and they're like, oh, I feel so much better. Thank you so much for the pep talk. And you're like, oh, my God, I want to just die, you know? And so that's time for cord cutting. And that also, take a notice of your friends and the people that you're spending time with, okay? I'm not saying you don't help people with their issues, you know? I mean, there's no one who's without, and there has to be, you want to, if you're going to invest support in another person, then you want to invest support in the people who are willing to help themselves. You can give a suggestion and they run with it, and also who in some way, some, you know, can reciprocate. Now that's a whole other show. We don't have to get into all of that. But with cord cutting, what you're going to do is you want to make sure that you're clear of all the cords. And you can ask Archangel Michael to please cut my cords. Now there's some cords that are going to be in the front of you, your heart chakra, and various chakras. There's a lot of cords in our back. So you can just envision him taking a sword and just cutting the cords, so like unplugging all the outlets. That's what they're showing me now. That's interesting. They haven't shown me that before. They're saying just unplug all the outlets. Like imagine you have all these cords like plugged into your energy and just pull the plugs out of the wall. Boom, 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 boom. An Archangel Michael can clear that for you. And then you can, one of the nice things you can do, and this is what Doreen had taught us, but pour a nice green gel all the way through your energy system. And that green healing gel closes up all of the holes. You know, because once we get the cord cut, it's like our energy is a little bit like this cheese, and you want to close that aura, those openings up. You don't want any tears in your aura. And so you're going to ask them to cut the cord and then ask for this beautiful, like you can see either light or like this green gel that's going to heal and close up all of those holes and those openings so you're not susceptible to, you know, to more negative energy. Just doing that. Actually, me just talking about it, they were working on it, I could feel like, ooh, that feels better. Just doing that is going to make you feel better. And I'll tell you, what you really want to do is you can think about it as you're going to sleep, and you just say, Archangel Michael, please cut off my cords as you're going to sleep each night, so that you kind of start, you call your energy back. Call your energy back to you from all the places that it might be left. You know, if you have children, if you have, you know, spouses, or if you're the workplace, right, you're trying to give so much to the teams you're working with. If you have your own business, give it clients and cohorts and pulling at you in all different directions, And you are too. You're putting cords in other people too. So don't, you know, I mean, I do it, I'm sure. And, you know, so we all do it. But basically, it's basically all of us sort of calling our energy back to ourselves. And when you call your energy back to yourself, you want to call it, you want to see it almost coming back to you as a light through a cheesecloth, like those pieces of cheesecloth that, so it's like porous so you can, so the moisture will drip out, but the main, like, cheese won't. So you want to see, like, almost through filters. You're pulling your energy back through filters so that whatever was somebody else's or negativity or any kind of mucked up dirt doesn't come back to you. So when you're pulling all your energy back from the day, okay, that you want to pull it through filters. That way you're starting off with a nice clean slate. So you can ask Archangel Michael to cut your cords and then ask all of your energy to return through these filters. And it's going to make, actually, you'll have an easier time of it when you're sleeping. I am's coming in here. So, excuse me. So when you're, so that's one major thing that will help you with inertia, because a lot of times inertia is caused by feeling disconnected to our energy or having too many people sucking on our energy at the same time. All right, so that causes this, like, brain fog, so you can't get back to your own stuff. And it has happened so many times where I've said, oh, my gosh, I can't focus, I can't concentrate, and, you know, my something about a friend or whatever is spinning in my head. And so you have to shake that. One of the second things, that one of the other big things that you can do for inertia is what I call, well, Julia Cameron came up with it. It's not my idea. I just use this tool. Like, oh, it's amazing. Morning pages, where you write 3 pages every morning when you get up. Now, you just journal 3 pages. I actually had sort of stopped that practice. It wasn't like, I do a lot of different things, and I was kind of, you know, off and running with all kinds of other stuff. And I was feeling myself getting slower and slower and slower and slower and more bogged down and more bogged down and more bogged down. And you know, people were like, I'm worried about you. You're exhausted. You know, you're, what's wrong? You know, and I'm just like, I have so many things on my plate. And one day I just said, okay, you know what? I have to go back to basics here. I have to go back to basics because you can get really caught up in all these different things you can do. So I went back to the morning pages and I just said, all right, I'm just going to dump it all out on the page. I don't care how, it might be 3 pages or it might be 10, I don't care. And, you know, 8 pages later, I just wrote it all out. Didn't have to be poetic, you know, didn't have to have perfect grammar. I just dump it all on those pages. And what happened was, and I was really worried about myself because I had so much strategy I need to write for the business. Teams waiting on me. And I'm like, all right. They're like, we need this and we need that. And I'm like, okay, I'm getting it. Oh, my God. And, excuse me. And so I wrote these morning pages and just dumped everything that was in my head, you know, about all life categories, all these pages. That afternoon, I felt, and then I went back to sleep, and I just gave myself that time, and I went to this really deep sleep. It was such a relief. It was such a relief. And then later on that day, I said, I'm just going to take the day off. I'm not going to do anything else. But I went to the bookstore, and I just had my notebook, and I was like, I started writing, and all of a sudden, all of these ideas and all of the things that I hadn't been able to formulate, all of a sudden just started to pour through, boom, 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 in a beautiful order. I was able to write, you know, several different to-do lists, and I could see all of the, I got clarity out what was in the coffee cup so I could have a new mug, right? And with a clear space to receive more that was, you know, conducive to forward progression. And so that morning page, and I used to do the morning pages every single morning. I highly suggest if you want to keep yourself flowing and have your energy moving in a regular flowing way, that, you know, it's like your fiber, your morning fiber that keeps your digestive system intact. Think of your morning pages as that, okay? And it's important that your energetic hygiene, which is what this all category of this all comes into, is exactly like your physical hygiene in the amount of frequency that you need to pay attention to it. You know, getting your cords cut, like once an energetic hygiene, that and I love that name. In my book, there's a whole chapter on it. That this is really important to overlay. So our intuition overlays over our physical senses, and our this energetic hygiene overlays over our physical care. Okay, so we have energetic care over our physical care. And energetic care really makes physical care and physical well-being much, much stronger and easier and more efficient. Then the other things that are great for inertia, the morning page is huge, cord cutting huge, because with the cord cutting, I have just one more point about that. A lot of times we're dealing with other people's stuff that's not ours. You can't solve somebody else's problems, right? So when you cut the cords and you sort of disconnect that way, then you give yourself that clear space, figure out, well, okay, what stuff is mine that I'm going to, handle, okay? So then your morning pages is another one. Your hot salt baths, and I hear me say it all the time, and that recipe, if you haven't heard me say it by now, I'll say it one more time. Epsom salt, 2 cups of Epsom salt, 2 cups of Mediterranean sea salt, okay, good sea salt, not iodized salt, 1 box of baking soda, fresh box of baking soda, and whatever essential oil is of choice, okay? Rose oil is phenomenal, expensive, but phenomenal. Lavender oil is great. I happen to love St. Marie's lavender oil from Young Living Oil. Eucalyptus is wonderful, for purification. And this, you can go through all the oils and things and put whatever, rose petals, fresh flowers, whatever. But those hot salt baths are amazing for giving you that clean slate and for letting, especially if like your spring clearing, all of this should be part of your regular hygiene. Your nature walks, and we'll go into that, but you want to make sure that your nature walks, if you're going to take a nature walk, that you're doing it without the iPod on. You want to let nature be your iPod, okay? You want to listen to the sounds of nature. You want to listen to the trees rustling and find that real mindfulness. You don't need, because I'm happy, like playing in your head while the trees are trying to download information to you so you can get some answers, okay? So you want to listen to the birds and watch the squirrels and take in the fact that, the earth and the trees and the grass, the flowers and birds and squirrels and all that stuff is contributing to you, okay? And likewise, you are contributing to that. So when you hold nature in high esteem and you tread lightly, as the Native Americans say, and you open yourself, contribute to you as well when you go into the park or to the beach or into the woods or wherever you are, even the desert, wherever you are in nature, you want to contribute as much as you receive. So, you can even bring fruit for the animals, right? I worked with a shaman, and he always, whenever we went into the woods, he always said, you have to bring a gift in the leaves, and we would leave fruit. So the animals would benefit from that. Okay, so, and then the last thing, of course, well, two last things, and I'm going to start talking about reading, is water, huge. If you're not hydrated, it is really, really hard to feel like you're in the flow, like you're unstuck. Okay, hydration is huge. Hydration is huge. It's an amplifier of energy if you're looking for answers, because that's what inertia is caused by, is a sense of sometimes you just don't know how to do something, or you feel like you just don't have that answer. Answers come from breathing deeply and taking in more oxygen, and also amplified with dehydrated and your shallow breathing, because you're not moving and you're not exercising, or at least going out in nature and taking those deep breaths. You are severely inhibiting your intuition. You're inhibiting your receptivity. Your intuition is always there, never shuts down. But you are severely inhibiting your capacity to receive intuitive information and to discern it and to analyze, understand what it is, interpret it. Okay. And then finally, the last thing I'll say about the inertia part is I have an iPod full of a variety of different guided meditations and all kinds of people. And I always turn to those as well. Put on headphones, and sometimes it's worth it to put on headphones at night and just sleep with something really positive in your ears if you're really, really spinning and feeling emotional. Sometimes it's just good. Sometimes I'll just put on Joel Osteen because he's such a cheerleader, I'll just go to sleep. I don't even really know what he's talking about. I just sleep, and I wake up, and I feel like the sense of hope and just a lift, an aura lift. And I don't care about your denomination and, oh, and Mari, why are you talking about the Christians when we're doing spirituality? And Christians, why are you talking about spirituality? I don't care. If it works and you feel better, that's what matters. So Joel is mystic. He's phenomenal when it comes to really letting you know your brilliance and really honoring that. And so he's a great one. Sanaa Roman is another one who's phenomenal. She channels a guide by the name of Oren. She's got hundreds of guided meditations. I think her website is orendaben.com. I don't get any compensation. I'm not an affiliate or anything. I'm just a big fan and listening to her for 20 years. Orin, orindaben.com. So she's phenomenal. You can download some of her things for $1 a piece or something similar to iTunes, or $7, $3, whatever it is. And she's all the life categories. Anything she does is terrific, and I highly recommend her. All right, so as we go through readings and stuff, I'm sure the angels will come through. We'll talk about a few more as we go, but I just want to let you know if you would like to ask me a question tonight, I'd be happy to answer. We are we have a lot of you already in the queue. That Sam has let me know that you're all here. Oh my God, good Lord, Sam. Oh my God. yeah, we have a lot to get to. And so I would ask that you ask one question that you're pretty specific, okay? We can't get into really long and tripping off the next question, the next question, the next question. Okay, so if you can be succinct and please the what do you see for me off in the future questions, that's not appropriate for a 60-minute, you know, a 60-second conversation on the radio show. So please, if you have a question, let it be something that's, you know, fairly to the point and straightforward. So the number to call in is 347-215-9485. It's 347-215-9485. All right. I think, Sam, we're going to go ahead and do readings. So I'm going to skip the break just because I see so many people on here. I'm looking at the time. So we can go to our first caller, which is Carol in Virginia. Hi, Carol.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
How are you?
I'm well. I'm well, thank you. Trying not to be general here. Let's see. Because I was just kind of wanting to look forward with some guidance for the best way to put my feet forward over, like, the next 3 to 6 months, since I think I'm in the formative stages. Is that specific enough?
In what category?
Well, in the category, I guess in professionally, mostly creatively, professionally, you know, building that part of my life up again.
So I need more specific. So you just want to basically know which direction, like, do you have an either or are you just feeling like?
I have my ambitions. I mean, my ambitions are writing, writing a book, putting together more related to acting and wondering if I'm going to have to get a regular job or if the creative work, I think, is my strongest suit. But just since I know I need to move forward and I'm looking for following my inspiration, what would be the most productive use in the next couple of months of my
right.
On this path?
Okay. So what it sounds like is you need some creative breathing room financially.
I mean, I kind of have it because I'm, you know, financially dependent on my husband, but that won't be continuing after a certain point.
Right, right. So there's two things. One is you want to make sure that, first of all, you can call in. Since we're talking angels tonight, Archangel Gabriel just came in for you. And Archangel Gabriel is the archangel who handles getting your work out to the world using arts, entertainment, media, social media, blogging, and all that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do is you can sit with like a white candle and just close your eyes, take a nice deep breath, and just call in Archangel Gabriel's energy and ask for guidance, you know, on whatever question you have for the day. what I would say is, as long as you don't feel like you're afraid to meet. Sometimes people call me, especially creatives, call me and they're afraid, like they have this big either or, you know. And I think ultimately underneath your question is, will my creativity be able to support me, or am I just going to end up ultimately just being a hobby? And I think it will absolutely support you, because I think the gift you have to get out to the world is through that creative path, whether that's acting or some other aspect of that. But in the meantime, whatever work you take on, and it would help you to have money of your own, because it would give you more autonomy in a sense of that it would just give you more spaciousness in your creativity. Because there's a certain amount of when you're kind of dependent on someone else's money, then there's also almost like that permission aspect that goes on
right.
with it. And then there's also that kind of guilt thing, like, well, if I'm having all this fun and he's supporting me, and, you know, it's like, oh, God. You know? So when you start to think about creating that money, create it in the arena that you want to ultimately be creating in. So if it's acting, maybe go and do some work for an acting school, you know, as opposed to going out to, like, AT&T and working, you know, on phone services. All right. You want to make sure that you're putting yourself in the arena where your passion lies. That way, you'll be making some money, and you'll also be in. You won't feel like you're being pulled in two directions. I think it is going to be over the next 6 months to. Well, it feels like it's probably more like a year, where this transition and that when I was talking about at the top of the show, that frequency where you're kind of expanding on one aspect, and you're contracting on the other aspect. You know, thinking small and constricted doesn't work for you. Thinking small and constricted doesn't
right.
work for you. Like trying to pour yourself into a little day job is like pouring genie back into the bottle, you know, and tapping her. And so, but the creativity that you're looking at, I think, needs time to develop for it to be your livelihood, per se. But there's a happy medium between the two, where it feels like whatever that arena is, there's work for you there. Even if it's something that, like, whatever you're going to go think, let's say you were thinking about getting a regular day job without it having to do anything with your creativity, whatever those skill sets are that you have, see what you can do to apply them into the arena, to the business aspect or the arena, you know, where your creativity lies. And I definitely feel like the next year, that it's all going to come together. You're just in a transition now. There's nothing like heavy or dark or like you're going in the wrong direction. It's just pick a lane and go forward.
Okay.
All righty, my dear.
Thanks a million.
Good luck to you. Oh, you're welcome. Have a great night. Thanks for calling in. Okay, moving on. This is Sonia in Maryland. Did I say your name right, Sonia?
Yes, you did. Thank you so much, Mari. I really appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, no problem. What's your question?
It's been 2 years, and every aspect of my life has been stuck. I have done a lot of work, you know, all the healings and stuff and releasing traumas and all. Neither am I getting a break financially or career-wise, nor am I getting a relationship break. I mean, should I just kill myself already? What should I do?
Did you say should you kill yourself?
Yeah, I mean, this has been like the worst point in my life. I just don't know what to do. It's been 2 years.
Yeah,
now.
I think first of all, no, killing yourself is kind of like that would be kind of like not good and not, you know, no. So forget about the killing yourself part. But what I will say is this: I think you need to let the old part of you die. Okay. So it's interesting because there's a part of you that very much identifies with the story of it not working. And there's a part of you that's very comfortable with the story of it not working. Now, before you yell at me and say, no, it's not, I hate feeling like this, understand that we all go through that when we're about to make a huge crescendo forward. Because as much work as you've done to mm-hmm. unlodge, it feels like the work is done. You're right. It is done. Mm-hmm. But what scares you even more than all the old inertia and the stuff and the crap you've been dealing with is the big unknown open frontier of spaciousness, because it's like, okay, so what's next, right? So what happens mm-hmm. is as you get to that open space, okay,
mm-hmm.
coming out
mm-hmm.
of the darkness into the light, you get a whole other wave of anxiety that you can't identify.
Mm-hmm.
Because unknown, the old stuff, you know, it's like the devil you know versus the devil you don't know. And you
yeah.
know how to do the past life this and the clearing that and, okay, and so my mother did this to me and my husband did that. You know how to do all that. But you can't receive in the new until you let yourself get into the new. And every time you feel the new show up, you go running backwards like the horse into the burning barn. You go right back into, oh, wait, no, maybe I need a few more clearings before I deal with that new stuff. Oh, what? Oh, there must be a block because, like, oh, my God, I'm feeling anxiety. Some of the anxiety that you're feeling is not anxiety, Sonia. It's you're noticing the new frequency of the new you, and you don't know how to identify it. So you're misidentifying it as a problem.
Well, I mean, in this world, it is a problem if you don't have money to pay your bills.
No. That's an excuse. That's a story. You love that story. I don't really care about that story. I'll tell you why. Because money really is not the issue. It's your willingness to accept the new that's the issue. Okay? So the way that you do that, and I'm going to have to jump to the next person, but the way that you do that is taking these steps that we're talking about today, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Especially for you, those morning pages.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I need you to do is that
mm-hmm.
voice that sort of hijacks the part of Sonia that's super courageous and ready to get out there, and you have ideas. I know you have ideas because your guides, the angels are telling me, she has the ideas. She knows what she needs to do going forward. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Archangel, I'm just listening. Archangel Michael is with you.
Mm-hmm.
And Archangel Jeremiel is with you.
Okay.
Okay? And Archangel Ariel is with you. So Archangel Michael is saying you are protected financially. You know, the minute you say yes to this new way
mm-hmm.
and stop saying
mm-hmm.
I have to pay the bills and letting the bills lead, instead of saying I have to pay my bills, I have to pay my bills, which is all about you, ask the question,
mm-hmm.
Archangel Michael, how can I be a contribution, whether it's to a business or to, a small business, a large business, whatever that career thing that you're looking at is, how can I be a contribution? And you can say to God himself or herself,
mm-hmm.
what do you want to channel through me today? How may I be of service to you? And you will be amazed at the opportunity of saying, I have to pay my bills. I have to, I have to pay my bills. There's nothing beyond paying bills. That shuts you down. It has nothing to do with contributing to anybody else, right? So
yes.
Go forward, ask that question, and see how it starts to unfold. And whenever you get into the anxious part, I want you to pull out that journal, dump it all on the page, however you want to say it, cuss, do whatever you want. Should I kill myself? Write it down on the page. They're all going to tell you no. We're all going to tell you no to that. That's just not even an option, okay? So I would say those two things. Write on the page, get it all out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing I want you to do is say, ask that question, how may I be a contribution? And you can even add on a little tail to that, how may I be a contribution? That would bring me more money than I know what to do with and make my heart sing. How can I be a contribution
mm-hmm.
in a way that brings me more money than I know? That question is going to get you a lot better answers than all these statements of, if I can't pay my bills, then, exactly. You see what I'm saying? You see the difference in just the energy, the frequency. I need you, and this is the last thing I say, and then I have to jump. When you are constricted, like should I kill myself? Should I, I can't pay my bills, all that. When you are in that space, you're in the constricted part that you were trying to let go of for the last 2 years. When
yes.
you ask the question of contribution,
mm-hmm.
that question I just said, okay,
yes.
what you're doing is you're crossing the bridge from the dark into the light, and you're literally showing up on the other side of the bridge about to take your foot off the bridge and go onto solid ground in the new space that you don't know, that open new frontier that scares you to death, okay,
mm-hmm.
or scares you to
mm-hmm.
life, all right?
Mm-hmm.
When you ask that question, you're stepping into that new field, and then your guides are going to show up to meet you because they cannot do it unless you ask that question. And they will show you the way. And when you get scared and you want to run class back over to the bridge to your problem thing, because that's your comfort, you know, it's comfortable. And it's very perfect to have all those problems, you know, forget about it. Write it all down. Ask the question again. Be willing to step into the new field. They'll show you the way. I have to jump. Have a good night. Good luck. Let me know how it goes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. Take care. Okay. Next person, Marilyn in Pennsylvania. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you are so welcome. What's doing?
I'm wondering what is going on or coming up with my love life.
With your love life.
Yes.
It's interesting because to me, and they're telling me this, what's up with your finances?
Oh, yeah, you can go there. Happy to.
Well, the reason why is because it feels to me like the love life is a distraction of fear about the finances. Not that you're trying to find somebody to support you, but there seems to be more energy around livelihood and that kind of thing, and it's almost like the relationship in your head is like kind of the way it's representing your energy is like it's like I need a really strong massage and a glass of wine and a big oh and a relationship too because all the rest of my life is stressing me out. Right?
You're totally spot on. Wow, very good. You're correct.
And so
what's going on with my finances?
Well, the point is, it's similar to the last call in the sense of you've gotten yourself into a space where, according to Archangel Gabriel, you're not listening to what would make your heart sing. You kind of shut yourself down. It's like you have something that you know that will make your heart sing, and it's that you're passionate about, but you're not willing to date yourself with that passion because you're kind of worried about if it could support you. So you keep yourself kind of in this job or career or something that's just, it tastes like sawdust. They're showing me sawdust, like, oh, like tasteless. Like the career aspect of you just has no taste left. But you're looking for, like, the seasoning, and that's why you're sort of wondering if there's going to be a guy showing up. The way that you get the guy, because I know you're looking for, like, you know, like Caribbean jerk chicken, and you've got, like, steamed chicken breast from the Chinese restaurant with no salt right now. But the way
I have no job and no guy right now. However, I do expect a job offer tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, and that's good. That's good. So here's the thing: a guy is going to show up when you have a life that invites him and entices him to want to be a part of. Guys don't show up random because of looks or whatever. They show up, and I'm not. No, you know, guys can show up anywhere, but the real one. The one that you want. You don't want just a guy. You're kind of over that. You need, like, the guy. You're, like, over the whole keep me company, you know, friend with benefits kind of guy. And you're into the get me the epic, you know, Gable or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So if you want the epic guy, okay, you want to have a life. Because epic guys aren't attracted to the energy of dormancy. They're attracted to you when you're so busy loving life, not just busy to be busy, but busy loving what you do and showing that sense of vitality and vibrancy in your frequency, that they're looking over the picket fence into your life and saying, oh, wow. Wow, she's so cool, and she doesn't even notice me, and all the other women are chasing me down, and this one doesn't even notice because she's having such a great, passionate life. I got to go convince her to let me in it. The way that you get the guy is to turn back to your life and create the life that's going to make your heart sing. And if you don't know what that life is yet, I think this job that's coming up, are you excited about this job? It feels like it's like on a scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 7.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe a 10 as far as getting a paycheck.
No,
but,
no. Paycheck never drives it.
No.
But, yeah.
I'm playing with you, but you knew that.
Yeah.
No, I am serious about, you know, I'm really excited because I see all these other things that I want to do that I'll be able to, you know, co-creatively.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm doing a really cool class a couple of hours away from home right now, and I'm, like, super amped about that. But I can also weave that into this job that's coming up. this job, if the infrastructure doesn't put too many stop signs or yield signs in the way for me, I could make this job rock and roll exactly the way I would just, it would put me to the moon. I'd be so happy if they don't constrict me too much.
Okay, so then they are not the ones in the power of the constriction, it's you. And the way that you create that spaciousness is in your own infrastructure, in your own energy, and approaching each day as how can I contribute, not how can I control the outcome.
Yep, I love it. I'm writing that down. I got big chills.
because you know, it's like if you people who are going to give me a paycheck do what I want you to do, then I can be happy in my own life. So basically, your happiness depends on the behavior of these people. That's the recipe for disaster.
Well, I'm hoping they just kind of look the other way and they let me launch this big rocket that would be to the greater good, literally, of them, of the people that I'm serving, and of myself. It would be, like, fantastic for everybody if they just kind of let me do my thing. I don't need, I don't want it, or
then,
need anything from them.
Yeah, don't talk about them. Focus on the all that is, spirit, God. Just have that conversation with God. And then them be the stewards of the overall message. But do you notice how this whole conversation got really deep and the guy kind of like is on, it's still on the outside of the picket fence?
Yeah.
So, and I think you're on the right track with this. I think you might have, you know, you're going to have your little ups and downs because you're going to kind of control freak it to kind of keep your freedom and work at the same time. So I don't want you to just keep asking contribution, heart sing. How can I do this with the greatest amount of ease, you know, efficiency and for the highest and greatest good of everyone involved, and the people will acquiesce to your energy. So I wouldn't approach it as I need their permission or I have to control or whatever. I'd approach it as I'm here to be a steward, to create a big contribution. I feel like the way you have in your head that things should go, there's actually an even better way that's going to bubble up, and it will be a collaborative effort between the two. So the way you think it needs to be isn't quite what it needs to be the greatest contribution. So you can just take that for what it's worth. That's what they're telling me. I'm going to have to jump to the next caller, but I hope that was helpful.
Great love to you. Thank you so much. That was fun and spot on. I'm empowering. Thank you.
Excellent. Enjoy your evening. Let me know what happens. Call back into the show on another day, okay? All right. What do we have next? We have Chris in New York. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. My question is the same as the previous caller, love and relationship.
Okay, what about it?
What's
the question? That's like you're just telling me a big category. What's your question?
Will it be somebody new coming to my life, or would people from my past come back into my life?
Okay, well, I hate to tell you this, but you got 50-50 there. You have a little bit of both.
And
I think, and it's really not them; it's you, because it's this kind of this. They're showing me a pendulum of you kind of swinging back and forth and back and forth. And I'm going to say to you, and they're saying it's a little bit like the last call. She's in a little different position, but with you, there's an almost arrestedness about your happiness. It's like I'm arrested in my development of happiness until I know which person it's going to be. And that person that you desire, the vision, it feels like you have a vision board. Do you have like some sort of list of everything you want in this person?
No, but I know exactly what I want.
Yeah, okay. So you have some sort of list in your head, whether you've written it down or not, but you know, what you think you exactly want and how that shows up, you know, on the physical aspect, and you know how he looks, smells, you know, type of work and all that. It's one thing. His energetic frequency, I don't think you're as sure about. And the energetic frequency is what really is going to make that feeling of chemistry happen. So it's important for you to, number one, take your happiness out of jail and start to be happy without this person being there yet, because that's the frequency that's going to get. Okay, so instead of saying, I wonder when it's going to happen, it's going to happen today, and that next week, or next month, or 6 months, or 5, 9 months, it will happen as fast as you get happy, or as slow as you don't. So, if you continue to kind of say, okay, and when I'm in a relationship, then, you know, everything's going to come together, and we're going to go to Pottery Barn, and we're going to get our beautiful sofa, and we're going to have things on the walls, and, oh, we're going to go over to the beach, and, you know, all that. No. Don't visualize what he looks like and what all that is now. You don't need to go to the next level of your vision, and that next level is, how is it going to feel? And then how do I create that feeling in my world just being, okay? And here's the big clinker. I can't believe the show's over. Oh, my God. Here's the big clinker, okay? I want you to just think about this and then do what I tell you because it'll work. When we're talking about frequency and we're talking about relationship, when you take on the frequency of happiness, like, ecstatic joy of how are you going to feel when this guy shows up, you literally, in the frequency, put yourself into the real relationship with that person on an energetic level. You start living, remember what I was saying, you're expanding? Like, I'm expanding into California even though I'm still living in New Jersey, right? So there's a good chunk of my frequency that's already operating on California. And that's like the really, really, really happy part. So transition doesn't happen just by a blink of an eye, it happens over through the frequencies, right? So when you allow yourself to feel that sense of joy and happiness, and you're going to feel relieved when you're with this person, you're going to feel, you know, sexy, passionate, orgasmic, all those things. If you can allow yourself to start to play with those feelings, you're literally participating in that epic relationship right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You have your happiness very much attached to whether this person shows up or not. And I know you want me to say, okay, so on Tuesday, May 22, 3:45 p.m., while you're at the mall, he's going to run into you at Starbucks, and it's going to be love at first sight. You'll be married in a year, and all is well. I'm not going to say that, because that's not the lesson here for you. Okay? I'm going to give you two angels in that you can work with, who are phenomenal for relationships. The first one is Archangel Shamuel, and Archangel Shamuel helps to bring soulmates together. And the second one, believe it or not, is Archangel Raphael. And even though he's known for healing, he is also has a huge project of passionate relationships and taking care of people, developing people to be prepared to be in relationships and bring those relationships together and really bringing those epic relationships, you know, those twin flames together. Okay? So what I would suggest you do, again, like I said with some of the other callers, you want to do those morning pages and kind of talk your anxiety down and then focus on how do you create happiness and joy as if you are already there, because when you play in that sphere, you are already there with that person even though you don't know who he is yet. All right, so I have to go because we're 5 minutes over our showtime. Sam's going to kill me.
Thank you very
much.
So
you have a really good night. Okay, good night.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Well, this has been something. We have a lot going on in the frequencies. I think we're going to have to do another reading show next week because I know that we have so many people on the line. So we will do that, Sam. That's what we're going to do next week. We're going to do some more reading. So I would like to just tell you, please, 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 take the time to do the work of stepping in now and recognizing that sometimes the stuff that you don't know is exactly where you want to be, okay? You don't have to continuously work on all the problems because you know what they are, okay? When you start to feel that, like, anxiety because you're not quite sure what's going on, that's good. That's good. Don't look registered as anxiety. registered as progress. That little bit of unknown feeling, register as progress because it's space that will show up. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and end for tonight with my motto, which is you truly can have exactly what you want. You absolutely deserve it too. And in this energy, anything is possible. See you next week, everybody. Have a great night. Take care.
You've been listening to the Aha Moments radio show with your host, Mari. Be sure to visit her blog and website at www.ahamomentsinc.com. That's A-H-A, moments with an S, inc.com. Also join Mari on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ahamomentsinc and Twitter at twitter.com/ahamoments. We can't wait to see you there.